This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, I have an announcement that I've been considering making. And, let's say it this way. I've known Bert for 50 years now, class. Don't believe anything that you hear or see or read in the media, even here at USA Prepares, especially right now. And today, I guess I need to say this again. I said it during the first hour. I was asked to mention the day of the broadcast. And so today is the first day of April, 2022. I think other broadcasts do that because they have a lot of reruns and they want their audience to know that, you know, this is from 4 years ago, that kind of a thing. We don't do many reruns, so that's why I don't give out the date and the day of our classes. So please stay with us for the full hour so that we can tell you exactly what this means to your broadcast class. But 42 years ago, we started this today. The first day of April marks our 42nd anniversary. Actually, we've been doing this together, Bert and I, not in Ellen's degenerate way, but in a working relationship, a business relationship. Bert, 44 years we've been working together. And a number of times it was published in the media, this time on the radio. So it's fitting that we do this during your class hour. But, you know, I am not one to give in easily or to give up easily or to go along to get along. But the pressure is getting to be extreme, and it's increasing every day. I've heard that USA Prepares has been removed from a radio network because of my immutable stance on COVID. And I'm still unwavering in that stance. I maintain that COVID is real, expensive, debilitating, and deadly. The comments that we've made here on USA Prepares have gotten us suspended twice on YouTube. Once because we maintained that the last presidential selection was fraught with fraud, votes were lost, miscounted, or were counted multiple times, depending on what side you look at. And we were penalized again because of our position on COVID. We try to teach the truth, present the facts, and the more we do that, the more we get penalized. Frankly, some believe we should just pack up and go home. Bert, this is exhausting. So what do we do? I've been thinking that we should still try to keep the faculty if we can and teach more benign topics. You know, the kind that even the new management and CEO of Disney would approve of. You know, classes that are not provocative. We could teach classes that are not offensive. We could teach classes that even special interest groups would find appealing. We could increase our class size. We could talk about topics that even people who are on the fringes and robbing and bashing and slashing and trashing and burning down our country would like us to talk about. I'm talking about teaching something that everyone likes. Everyone. Desserts. We can be focusing our class on cooking desserts. Cheesecake. Making peanut brittle. We can talk about different recipes for caramel and candy apples. Who wouldn't like that? Donuts. Who doesn't like donuts? We can have a weekly special. Who has the best donut recipe? Our class can call in with their recipes. And I can drive my antique truck around to bakeries and sweet shops, and I could broadcast live from all over the country. We can feature USA Prepares cookies and cakes and candy, all from bakeries and sweet shops around the country. I'd love to see a real San Francisco fruitcake. Naturally, you know, we'll have to find some funding for this, since traveling to restaurants and eating at restaurants costs money, and then there are the motel expenses, and I'll have to get a new wardrobe, put fuel in the truck, and I'll have to get a cell phone, and I'll have to get a cell phone plan with unlimited data, you know, and I can use that cell phone for broadcasting and taking pictures and putting them on the website. I've been thinking we can have pop quizzes for the class, you know, with non-offensive questions. Questions that, you know, that anybody could answer. You know, questions like, which weighs more, a busload of San Francisco fruitcakes or a busload of New Orleans fruitcakes? There's some really challenging questions, like, how much vinegar, diluted 50%, would you need to add to water to make a barrel of hot sauce? And as Americans, we could lower our class requirements. We could try to attract the tired, the lazy, the sleepy, the derelicts, the underworked teachers, government employees. We could go really low. Bert, what are your thoughts?
Well, Vince, so if I hear you correctly, you're proposing an entirely new direction for USA Prepares. Although I guess it's still USA Prepares. We're preparing meals and dinner, and I hear you though. It sounds like you've been thinking about it for some time. Catches me by surprise.
Well, okay, it's not really a new direction. It's just focusing more on things that taste good. And who doesn't like things that taste good? Bert, when you go to a restaurant, or in the past, when you've been to a restaurant, doesn't the waiter or waitress come around, you know, and say with great big grin, hey, how does that taste? Isn't that what they do? That's where it's at, Bert.
Well, or how
it's
is
taste.
Everything? How is everything?
Well, yeah, they do that too, but it seems like most of the time they ask me how it tastes. They want to know if the MSG is working. And it's working great. I love it. So I'm thinking that what we should do is really focus on fun things, things that taste good, things that everybody likes. Another way of saying that is we should go along to get along. I think that's what we should do.
Well, it sounds like how it tastes is going to be how it's prepared. So it sounds to me that it's still USA Prepares. We've just become more or less a food preparedness show, a cooking show, Vin, would there be a place for me as science and technology advisor, though? I mean, I'm kind of technical.
Okay, so you have an oven, right?
Yeah, I got two microwaves and a traditional.
Oh, the microwaves are the best. See, So, you know, I'll tell you what. Yes, there is a place. I mean, if you want. But it's going to take some work. So I'm thinking you could go to the store and look up, peruse the aisles and find the best boxed, almost ready to eat food. You know, search for the ones that are easy to find with the bright colored boxes. You know, right at eye level. And if you read the directions, if you find the ones that take the least amount of effort, you can present them on a weekly basis. So if you're asking me if you can still have your time slot, the answer is sure. It's going to take a, you know, different way of looking at things. We're going to have to look at convenience. Don't worry about money. Don't worry about money at all, because what it costs is irrelevant. So if it's expensive, that would come in way lower on the scale of our ranking as compared to how it looks and how it tastes. Taste is number one, okay? But it's got to look good, too. So maybe we could get some sponsors that could help us with this, get some donations, and you know, support our efforts to find the quickest, easiest things to eat. And, you know, we ought to specialize on cakes. I mean, really, nobody's really worried about getting fat, right?
Well, Vince, have you...
Nobody's worried about nutrition.
Have you consulted with
the rest of... It's what tastes good.
How do the rest of our instructors feel about this? Have you talked to them about it?
Well, I don't know. Well, I guess we're going to find out. Wait, hold on. I'm looking at the call screen right now. We have a call right here. Hi, I'm Vince Finelli. You're on with Bert. Welcome. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, this is Greg. Calling you back.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
Great. You
so
know,
what's up?
I was thinking on weekends, I was thinking, you know, I love the barbecue. I could take Hamburger Fridays. How does that sound?
Well, hold on. Let me write this down. Okay. I got my notebook. Okay. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So Friday has 2 hours. Hour number two, Greg. Hamburger Friday?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a weekend, and everybody likes to relax on the weekend and have a barbecue.
Okay. So are you saying that would be the name or the title of that hour's class, Hamburger Friday?
Sure.
With Greg
Hamburger
Lesher?
Friday. Yeah, that's something I
Bert,
really
think?
Like to specialize.
Bert, what do you think?
We'll make it hour one, because I was going to do as best I can on hour number two.
Okay, all right, so I got to change that. Okay, so hour number one is Greg, hamburgers and barbecue. Hour two, and what are you going to do, Bert? You can do microwave cooking?
TV dinners. And I'm pretty good at barbecues, too, so Greg and I can compare our hamburger formulas. I have one I passed down from my mom with chopped onions and a little oatmeal, and they taste great on the grill. So that's at least one show. I don't know how we're going to do 52, but I want to be a team player, Vince.
Okay. Hey, Greg, are you up for working hand-in-hand with Bert? Maybe combine, you know, the Friday hour one and hour two, and you can do hamburgers and barbecue and maybe even get into some of this new engineered food. Maybe we can do that. And so how about barbecue hamburgers? I'm sorry. Hamburgers and barbecue in the microwave. How about that? Can we do that?
Desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I really like the idea of learning more about TV dinners and microwave cooking and meals that are fast, really fast. They don't have to be diverse, just fast. So, for example, put it in the microwave oven, hit the 60-second button, and be done. That's what we're interested in. That, I think, is really important for our cooking class. The barbecue sounds great, but it's got to be fast, Greg. Do you have any recipes like instant barbecue? I mean, we don't have time for slow.
You can always get those pre-cooked burgers, you know, that are made out of vegetables. You're just basically heating them up. And, of course, you know, you can throw a couple of pineapple on there and caramelize that on the grill and add a little bit of sweet sour sauce, make a Hawaiian vegetable burger.
But now, when you say pineapple, that comes out of a can, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Sliced pineapple.
So, all right. Bert, here's something that might be really important to the class.
Okay.
Can openers. Because there are all kinds of can openers. Some open just the lid, some cut the rim, some are rechargeable, some plug into an outlet. Do you think that you'll be able to find enough time to do a class on the best can opener?
Well, sort of like maybe a wireless can opener?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. So you could, and we need to know how far. Like, for example, could you set it up while you're watching TV in one room, have a smartphone in your hand while you're watching TV, and then have a start button that will make the can opener open the lid so you don't have to waste the time going from the TV to the kitchen, for example? Is there a way that that's really important?
Yeah. Well, you're giving me some research, some research that I need to do for the next show, but I'll look into that, Vince.
Okay. So wireless, Wi-Fi. Well, how about, all right, wait a minute. Well, let's take it to the next level. Isn't there like an Alexa or Echo or device that you could just tell it to open the can?
Be careful, because you just said the word and she's now telling me I don't have any cans for her to open. You don't want to use that word on the radio. The A word. The A word.
Something we ought to throw in there too is a program on spatulas, because I know that the dollar store you can buy some pretty cheap spatulas. Some of them actually melt. You got to be careful with those. So we should do something on,
a spatula review.
To handle. Oh, absolutely.
Can you put those in the microwave oven? I mean, I'm thinking let's save steps here. So, can you put the spatula in the microwave oven with the food that you're going to be cooking within a minute, and have the spatula still be usable? Now, why would you do that? That wasn't very well thought out. You don't want to have a spatula that you can reuse. You just want to throw it away. But you don't want it to melt into the food. Okay. Oh, we have Greg. May I put you on hold? We have Kathy joining us. Can I put you on hold for a minute?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Just stand by, please. Kathy, welcome. You're on with Bert. And what are your thoughts?
Well, Vince, I'm really surprised to hear you say this. My thoughts are, I'm tired of being beaten up, too. So maybe we just need to lighten it up for a while. And I think if we do the cooking show, I could do one on, fruit, where you could just make all jellies and jams and strawberry shortcake and just make a lot of desserts with all the jellies and jams. And I would be happy to research what are the best foods to microwave.
Okay, I'm writing this down. So we're talking about every other Thursday, desserts, jellies, jams, and microwave desserts. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I could do Thursday, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, well, please stay with us.
Okay.
Oh, we're getting a lot of traction on this. It looks like there's a lot of interest in changing the format to a cooking class. We've got Greg. I see Kathy. The phone's ringing. There's two more lines. I guess there are a lot of people that are interested in the transformation of USA Preparers. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Do not travel to Russia due to harassment against U.S. citizens by Russian officials. U.S. citizens residing or traveling in Russia should depart Russia immediately. Ned Price at the State Department.
In recent weeks, we have seen reports of U.S. citizens being singled out and detained by the Russian military in Ukraine, and when evacuating by land through Russia, Russian-occupied territory, or to Russia, or Belarus.
When Florida passed parental rights in education last month to block schools from teaching sexual information to kids in kindergarten through third grade, Disney took offense and said they will fight to repeal the law. President Biden called the bill hurtful. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on the bill.
But the bill does provide substantive protections for parents, which I think is very, very important because there's a movement to say that somehow parents should just butt out of the schools. I think that that's wrong.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Police in Los Angeles, California were prepared to arrest Will Smith on battery charges moments after he slapped Chris Rock at Sunday's Oscar ceremony. Producer Will Packer made the claim. Packer said Rock was in his office shortly after the primetime smackdown when LAPD officers showed up and offered to take action against Smith. Chris Rock declined to press charges. Senate Minority Whip John Thune, the Republican from South Dakota, told Newsmax last night, record high gas prices are not the result of COVID-19 or Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's the direct result of Biden's energy policies.
The pandemic affected supply and demand like it did on a lot of things. But what's affecting supply in this country are Biden administration policies. You can change this very, very quickly simply by sending the right signals. And the energy producers in this country who are currently sitting on the sidelines because of their policies will get back in the game and start producing energy and restore America to energy dominance, which is where we were, when President Trump left office. We were, for all intents and purposes, energy independent for the first time in my lifetime. We were exporting energy, and that had to do everything to do with the policies, with the message that was being sent, with the incentives that were being put out there for investment. And right now, that has completely changed. This administration has no one but to blame but themselves when it comes to the high price of gasoline, because it is a supply and demand issue, and they are doing nothing but trying to squash supply in America.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Watch it.
No, there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
my...
When you go to the
feed,
for 2 seconds during the...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, you're talking about the new format for USA Prepares and the transition to a cooking, not a class, a show, entertainment. And it's hard to even remember the word class when we're talking about cooking. It's really a show, where it's fun. And taste is number one on our priorities list. So, boy, the call screen is filled. It's getting a lot of traction. There's a lot of interest in this. So, Kathy, I was thinking, one of the things that, since you and I talk sometimes off air as well as on air, I was thinking maybe you could do some research and teach the audience, the listeners, how many months before before the best use by date that's put on food boxes and packages and bags and containers, cans. How many months before the best use by date should we throw out food? Now, obviously, some people go all the way to the expiration date. That's silly. I mean, they should throw it out way before then. But I don't know, you know, should it be 4, 5, 6, 9 months before the best use by date? I don't know. So what do you think about doing some research and teaching our class that they should throw it out way earlier than is recommended?
Oh, I'd be happy to. And I have a way that we can possibly make some money. You know, if we do a good job, then maybe we can get back on YouTube and Google will give us first billing and we can make some money on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
You and Bert would be great at that.
Yeah. Yeah, Bert. We have a number of instructors who could help out in that. But I really like the idea of taste being number one in our priorities list. Kathy, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. And we've been beaten up so much that maybe we just need to do the diversion and just have fun and just eat whatever sugar, high sugar, junk food for a while and maybe just relax a little bit. I think it's a good idea, Viv.
I love it. I love it. So you want to keep your slot? Is that what you're saying, Kathy?
Oh, please. And I would be willing to do it with Sharon, too, because she would have a lot of good ideas.
This is right up her alley. I know she has a sweet tooth. And, you know, I know that food colors don't bother her at all. That'll be great. That'll be great. Okay. So MSG Thursdays? MSG Thursdays?
Yeah, MSG and microwave. And
okay. All right.
Okay.
Very good. Kathy, we have the call screen is lit up. I can put you on hold. I don't know if we can get back to you.
No,
because
go ahead.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Kathy, thank you so much. I've got you down for Thursdays, MSG and microwave cooking. Great. Love it. Thank you, Kathy.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Let's see. We've got, Gwyneth in Australia. Gwyneth, thank you for calling in. You're staying up pretty late tonight. Hey.
Yes. How are you this morning?
I'm all excited. I'm looking forward to the new format. We're talking about barbecue, hamburgers, MSG, TV dinners, instant cooking, taste. Taste is number one. Me going out on the road, meeting people, going to sweet shops, donut shops, restaurants, broadcasting live. This is wonderful.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I've got a good idea, okay? Actually, I've had a bit of a change of heart. And I realized that I've been, all these years, I've been absolutely wrong in just about everything, and especially politics. And I've got somebody that I really, really like, and her name is called she's an American lady, she's a politician, and her name is called Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez. And she lives in New York City, and I've decided that I really, really like her, and I've decided that I'm going to become a Democrat. And I'm going to sell a farm, and I'm going to move to New York City.
All right, so let me make sure I heard you right. You're going to sell your farm.
Yep.
It's about time.
I'm on the farm.
It's about time.
In New York City.
Yeah. You know what?
With the money I get from selling the farm, I'm going to buy an apartment building in New York City.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, I've been thinking the same thing because this farming lifestyle is way too hard. You know, if I move to an apartment as well, I won't have a lawn to worry about. I won't have cows to worry about. I won't have fence to repair. Flooding is no big deal. Water comes out of the tap. I can get on a smartphone and, you know, if I'm too tired from watching TV, I can summon Alexa. Oh, sorry, Bert.
Yeah.
And ask for a pizza delivery. You know, with
But Ben's your studio that you just built on the farm. Are you going to be able to build a studio in an apartment? I mean, the landlord probably won't let you.
No, I won't need a studio. All I need is a smartphone. All I need is a smartphone, a microphone, and a headset. And I can broadcast with that. And it's so easy. I can get those earbuds, and I can just, you know, I don't even need headphones. Just those Bluetooth earbuds, and I'll be able to broadcast with that. Packing up, I can fit the whole broadcast studio in my shirt pocket.
Well,
two earbuds.
But think about your dogs. I think they prefer the farm.
Well, who needs the dogs? I don't have any loyalty to dogs. There's no. The new owner can have the dogs.
Well,
I'll tell you, I don't think I'd be able to do without the farming, though, because I think that I would really, really, really miss growing stuff, and I really like growing things. So I think that when I get to New York City, you know, I wouldn't just be buying one apartment; I'd be buying the whole building. Okay. Because the way that real estate is there at the moment, there's no way that it could be very expensive, okay? I mean, you know, I'll get a fixer-upper somewhere like Harlem, for instance, and I would get the whole building, and I would go up to the roof. I would live in one apartment, probably on the top floor, so that, you know, it wouldn't be too difficult to get things in and out of the building. And I would the whole of the roof space, I would fill it up with IBC cubes, and in every single IBC cube, I would fill it with dirt, and I would plant yucca in the IBC cube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
what a great idea!
I love Alejandro Ocasio Cortez.
Uh-huh.
And I think that she was absolutely right. I think that cauliflowers are racist and that nobody should grow cauliflowers because they're racist. Everybody should grow yuccas in New York City.
Gwen, if there's only one thing you need to know, that you're going to need a street vendor license to do this in New York City. And you can pay by the month, so it's not so bad. Gwyneth, we have it's not often we get so many calls with so many people interested in our new direction. Gwyneth, may I say thank you for staying up so late and contributing. So you want to keep Wednesday, I guess, that's what you're saying, right?
Yes, that's right.
Smartphone, and you broadcast with a smartphone the way I'm going to do it, right? Right from New York City in Harlem.
That's right.
Great.
And I'll talk some more about yuccas next Wednesday.
It sounds great. And the plan to move. So I'm looking forward to you selling your farm and just joining everybody else, the herd. That's what we need to do, class. Join the herd. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us.
Okay, you have a great day, won't you?
Oh, it's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. I'm all excited about the new venture.
Well, okay, food is what connects us all.
Yeah. That's right. Lou in Illinois, thank you so much for calling in.
Well, good morning, Vinny, and good morning, Bert.
Hey, good morning.
Vinny, I make a real good four-ingredient pizza that I could, if I had an hour a week, I could probably explain the recipe in somewhere between 3 and 4 years.
Oh, come on. You could do it faster than that.
No, it's going to take at least 3 years.
I knew you could do it faster. Can you do it in a couple shows?
I could condense it to 2 years. The real condensed.
You're doing better. You're like... You're 10% there. Can you get it? Can we do it in a month? I mean,
no,
just seriously.
No,
four ingredients, 1 hour a week, that's a month. Come on.
I know. Yeah, it's going to take at least 2 years. No doubt about that. And, hey, if we had Hamburger Friday, MSG Dinner Thursday, Street Vendor New York City Wednesday, we could have Pizza Monday. And with all of this health food that we're talking about here, I could have take an hour and arm show because we won't need a doctor with all this health food, you know?
All right. So are you going to be seeing Dr. Shealy soon? I mean, is any time coming in the next couple of weeks?
Within 3 or 4 weeks, I'll be
doing. All right, so I think this is the kind of thing that he should hear in person.
Okay. Well, he can do an hour cooking show. He's a good cook.
I know. I've been there. I've been to his house, and yes. Here's what I was thinking. Dr. Shealy has not had McDonald's. He did in the early 60s, and he spit it out. But that doesn't mean he can't have it again.
Well, it means he can't have Greg's Hamburger Friday recipe.
Right.
That'll work.
So I was thinking maybe if you're going to be with him in person that you guys could spend a little bit of time together and maybe you could bring over some McDonald's and you know, kind of ease him into it and get him into our way of thinking. That McDonald's, McDonald's is good. It really is. Because you never know when you need those extra calories. It's as simple as that, right?
And a little extra grease, yeah. It's great.
Yeah. Lou, I appreciate your...
Okay, you know what this means? We'll have to cancel our show on the spring-loaded delineator valve with the froth gasket. So we'll just have to cancel that and go into food.
Okay. All right. I don't like the idea. I don't like the idea, but... Okay. Lou, thank you so much. We've got Rich in Montana. We've got Glenn in Michigan. And we've got Greg on hold. All right. Lou, thanks so much for calling in. So you only need 1 hour a week
for two years. Right.
Okay. I got it.
That'll do it.
All right. I've got it in a spiral bound notebook. I wrote it down.
Thanks,
Lou, thanks so much.
See you, Bert.
See you.
Bye. Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
I just got a text message from a friend of ours. He wants to propose a show on eating insects. Apparently, there's a lot of protein.
Does that sound like it would fit in? Well, he was going to do that with pets. Unicorn pets.
Well,
and,
that's another thing. We should include pet food. They get prepared.
All right. We're going to have to go quickly when we come back. We've got Rich in Montana and Glenn in Michigan. We'll be right back, and we'll try to squeeze everybody in.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, Bert, you know, I can't believe what a success this has been. The calls have been coming in. Every call line is lit up. We still have two more calls. We'll try to get them quickly. But going along to get along, that's where it's at. That's what we need to do. I don't know why it took me so long to figure this out. And Marjorie Wildcraft, when she was cooking bugs at our Get Prepared Expo and serving bugs to the guests at the expo, I wasn't really, I didn't warm up to that idea. But now because our authorities are telling us that that's what we should do, I'm all on board. I'm looking forward to eating bugs. And the protein, and our pets can have them. What a great idea. Rich in Montana, welcome. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, I got real quick. I was sitting on my porch listening to all this, and I was playing my air banjo and chewing my chaw and watching lost episodes of Hee Haw. And I think the name of my Tuesday show, if you still allow me to come on, Vince, should be Redneck Tuesdays. And I'm already working on my theme song for the introduction, and it's going to start with Yeehaw! And my first recipe I'm going to share is basically on this cooking show is going to be moose antler and road fauna, a.k.a. Roadkill soup. Now, I got to say my disclaimer because I remember giving a recipe years ago on the show regarding my meatloaf, and unfortunately, my litmus test was I put the meatloaf on the counter with a roll of dental floss. When I woke up, all the cockroaches hung themselves, but that's okay. See, now we live in a country we can identify as whatever we want. We don't need standards and expectations and qualifications no longer needed. So for this moose antler soup and roadkill, just put a lot of onions and garlic. You won't be able to hunt for about 2 weeks because you're going to reek. And my suggestion would be to put lots of pepper, paprika, garlic, salt, and lots of GMO high estrogen tofu. And the only goal for protein is 1 gram. And that's pretty much it. So it's pretty low standards, low expectations. It should mesh with America 100%, should be right on. What do you think, Vincent Burke?
Good idea.
I'm all excited. I'm all excited. Rich, I'm sorry. I'd love to hear more about the recipe, but Glenn has been on hold for 27 minutes, 8 seconds. Rich, thanks so much for calling in. So the bottom line is you've got your slot. Don't worry about it. Tuesdays, Redneck Tuesdays, moose antler soup, and roadkill will be the first entree. I love it. Thank you so much, Rich. Glenn in Michigan, thank you so much for patiently waiting.
Yeah,
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Well, I'm enjoying today's humor. So I had a little input of my own. You also need to
You're enjoying today's what?
Comedy.
Bert, what's he talking about? What's he talking about?
I don't know, I'm already planning my show for next Friday. I think we're going to do beer and wine. How's that?
Oh, great. Great. You know, actually, we should put the word consumer in the title of this show, because we can all be consumers. There's no need to make anything. There's no need to produce anything. Just gorge ourselves. Glenn, back to you.
Right. And I like the idea of a Burger Friday, Fast Food Friday, whatever it is. And then we can show the benefits of the Burger Friday compared to doing a Mediterranean Monday. On a Mediterranean Monday, we would compare wooden spatulas to plastic spatulas, cast iron pans to microwaves. And then, and then we can look at the time and taste benefits of both and do an analysis of them.
Okay, and our results can compare the kitchens of corporate America and see which ingredients really, really draw us to repeat purchases. You know,
yes, and would it be a better time benefit to just have a pot pie, which is much more efficient than doing the Mediterranean Monday, but is it really worth knocking a couple years off your life? It may be for some people.
You know, I met a young man at the bus stop, when I was a child, and he said, smoking only takes 7 years off your life. What's the big deal? That's right.
Well,
what's the big deal? What would you rather do? Live longer? I mean, who cares about that? Or enjoy microwave cooking?
Exactly. My point. Well made.
Yeah.
Can we add tobacco and smoking to our show?
Yeah.
Tobacco Tuesday.
Okay, I got to talk to Rich about that because he wanted to do roadkill and antler recipes. Okay, Tobacco Tuesday. I've got it written down. I've got the weekend to make some calls to our instructors and see if we can flesh out the new format. Well, I got to tell you, the call screen has been lit up. Greg's still on hold. Greg, thank you for being with us. Greg's got hamburger and barbecue Friday. Bert's got science and technology regarding the taste of food and how to make it taste better.
Lou's gonna help us out.
And beer and wine. There you go. Well, class, we'll see you on Monday.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.